Welcome to your KSDP radio show featuring
King Mac
and Penguin Feet. Hello, everyone in King Cove. I want to tell you some did you know facts. Number one, the oldest known vegetable is the pea. And number two, the avocado has the most calories of any fruit. And number three, the first zoo in the USA was in Philadelphia. Number four, the letter N ends all Japanese words not ending in a vowel. Number five, France has the highest per capita consumption of cheese. Number six, the hardest bone in the human body is the jawbone. Number seven, 4,000 people are injured by teapots each year. Number eight, the typical American consumes 27 pounds of cheese each year. Number nine, the shortest English word that contains the letters A, B, C, D, E, and F is feedback. Number 10, the state of California raises the most turkeys out of all the states. The first song that I'm going to play is called Fire Burning on the Dance Floor by Sean Kingston.
What's up, Quad? Kingston! Let's go! Hey!
Shawty got that super thing, hotter than the sun in the south of Spain. Got me soon as I walk through the door. Oh, my pockets started tickling the way she dropping low that thing. Got me wanna spend my money on her. She getting popping, locking, dropping that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame. I take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool.
Let's go! Hey.
Pop it, lock it, drop it, that bird.
The Hyper Project was a success by Whitney. The students and staff of King Cove School started a Hyper Project in November of 2009. The Hyper Project is something started by Hyper International, which raises money to send to poor families in other countries so they will have food. The goal of the project is to work with communities to end hunger and poverty and turn it into self-reliance and hope. We send Hyper International our money and the things that we would like to purchase, and they send it to people in other countries to provide them with food. The animals are trained and eventually begin to multiply. Once the animals have offspring, they give one of their offspring to another family to help their needs. It is called passing on the gift. This cycle is supposed to continue until hunger in the world has ended. The project went until December 18th, 2009. The project was a success, and there was $401.60 raised to go toward animals for the Hyper Project. $200 of the total amount was donated by the King Cove Student Council, but the remaining portion, which is over half, was raised by the students, primarily the elementary. The animals that were purchased with the money raised were 5 sets of chicks, 1 sheep, 1 set of fruit tree seedlings, and 1 set of rabbits and 2 set of honeybees. Hopefully the school will be able to take part in the Hyper Project every year, so to help those that are in need. All of the students enjoy giving toward the project, and we know that they will in the future. The next song coming up is called She Wolf by Shakira.
I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. Not getting enough retribution or decent incentives to keep me at it. I'm starting to feel just a little abused, like a coffee machine in an office. So I'm gonna go somewhere closer to get me a lover and tell you about it.
There's a she-wolf in the closet.
Coming out.
And those of you guys who want to support the Rookies and TJX, go to Nikolaevsk this year. You can support them by buying a four-wheeler ticket from a TJX or Rookie. Tickets are $50 each. Next song coming up is called Gotta Be Somebody by Nickelback.
This time I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life, the one we all dream of, but dreams just aren't enough. So I'll be waiting for the real thing. I know it by the feeling, the moment when we're meeting. We'll play out like a scene, straight off the silver screen. So I'll be holding my breath right up till the end, until that moment when I find the one that'll spend.
Also, the Winter Ball is coming up on February 6th, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., 7th grade through 12th grade. So all the guys, find your suits, and girls, find your pearls. Also, don't forget about the 4th and 8th grade lock-in, which is February 5th, 10 p.m. to 9 p.m. Next song coming up is called Rocket Man by Elton John.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. No one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job.
Now I'm going to do a profile on Brittany Murphy by Honeyo. Brittany Ann Murphy was born on November 10th, 1977. She died on December 20th, 2009 in Los Angeles, California from cardiac arrest. She was 5'5", and Brittany was born in Atlanta, Georgia. She was raised in Edison, New Jersey. At the age of 9, she was acting in theaters. When she was age 13, she signed on with a manager and began appearing in television commercials. One of her first jobs was for a commercial for Skittles. Then she moved to Burbank, California. When she moved there, she landed her first television role on the show Blossom in 1991. Her major breakthrough film appearance was in Clueless in 1995. Brittany was nominated for Best Leading Female Performance in the Young Artist Awards for her role in the television film David and Lisa in 1998. She had also had some vocal talents. She was the lead singer of her band Blessed Soul and even moved on to the cartoon King of the Hill. In the year 2000, she was in the movie Girl Interrupted, where she was the girl who got raped by her dad and only ate her dad's chicken. The movie was really good, but at the end of the movie, she hangs herself. You will also know her from the movie Uptown Girls, which is a good movie where she plays the nanny of the little girl. She also went out with Ashton Kutcher. Her favorite music was jazz, and she made the cover of the Cosmopolitan magazine in 2003. The magazine shows how much her looks changed over the years of acting. She used to be a brunette and heavy, and she transformed into a blonde cover girl. There were always rumors going around that she had plastic surgery, but she never did. She only had her lips done, but that's not plastic surgery. In 2005, she was in the movie Sin City. She was engaged to Joe Macaluso in 2005 and broke it off in 2006. In 2007, she got married to a screenwriter, Simon Monjak, in a private Jewish ceremony. The next song I'm going to play is called You Don't Know How It Feels by Tom Petty.
Thank you. So let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Let's head on down the road to somewhere. I gotta go, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. No, you don't know how it feels to be me. You don't know how it feels. You don't know.
The Christmas Eve Program by Raylene. During the Christmas break of 2009, the whole community gathered here at the new school to take pictures with Santa and get their presents. The T. Jackson Rookies helped a lot with all the Christmases, with all the children's presents, by sorting them out by families and by their ages. The T. Jackson Rookies would like to thank the King Cove Women's Club for letting us help them to get everything together and by donating us money so that we could attend the Warrior Rumble in Nikolaevsk this February. On Christmas Eve, when Santa delivered presents to all the kids, we started off with the youngest kids in the community and their families, then gradually worked our way up to the older kids. It was very nice getting to watch all the boys and girls run up to Santa when it was their turn to sit on his lap. Once everyone was finished taking pictures of the family, Santa's little helpers, Shauna, Joe, and Peyton, would give them their gifts from Santa. Once everyone was done with their family photos, they all went home and enjoyed their Christmas Eve. The next song coming up is called Last Dance with Mary Jane by Tom Petty.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. One more time to kill the pain. I feel something creeping in and I'm tired of this town screwing up, tired of going down.
tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
again. Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
again. Don't forget, if you want to buy a King Cove school sweater, they're still on sale now. They're still $35. See Mr. Juro or Student Council to get them. Next song coming up is called Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones.
Drag me away. now you decided to show me the same. No sweet pain exists. Oh, off stage lines could make me feel bitter.
Everyone in King Cove, don't forget about There Is No School on Thursday, which is January 14th, 2010. And then come back to school Friday for Winter Olympic school-wide games are this Friday in the gym. Remember to bring your gym shoes. Next song coming up is called Smoke on Water by Deep Purple.
Thank you.
First home game of the season by Shauna. Fans lined up from baseline to baseline, their hands up, waiting in anticipation for the moment when the T-Jacks come roaring out of the gates. Then the moment happens. Senior captain Jordan and Johnny lead the pack, followed closely by the lone junior, Cody. Sophomores Drayton, Mark, and Avery, and Larry. And you can't forget about those freshmen, Josiah, Christian, Devin, and Dalton, wearing their T-Jack jersey for the first time on the home court, running down, slapping hands with excited fans. Joy on their faces and pride in their heart just moments before game time. King Cove starting five, Johnny, Cody, Mark, Avery, and Jordan, played tremendous defense in the first quarter, only allowing the Eagles to score 8 points, while they more than doubled that amount with 17. Eagles starting five, Nikki M, Brandon S, Corey C, Chris C, and CJR. Had a pretty consistent first half scoring, a total of 16 points contributed by Corey, Brandon, and CJ. The T-Jacks ended the first half with 38 points contributed by Johnny, Cody, Mark, Christian, Avery, Josiah, and Jordan. With a quick break and the announcement of the couch potato, the second half was ready to get underway. Coaches R. Lindquist and G. Cromer stand at the sidelines yelling plays and encouraging their players to do their best. High score for a third quarter with 8 points was Jordan, and in the fourth quarter was CJ with six. In the fourth quarter, sound points defense hustled and kept the T-Jacks to only 10 points and second, and scored 11 for themselves, leaving them with a final score of 34. Drayton, Dalton, Devin, Larry, and Josiah ran hard and ended the T-Jacks with a total of 65 points. King Cove, Johnny, 22 points, Cody, 2 points, Mark, 12 points, Christian, 8 points, Avery, 3 points, Josiah, 2 points, and Jordan, 14 points, and Sam Point, Corey, 4 points, Brandon, 15 points, CJ, 15 points. Next song coming up is called Angel by Aerosmith.
I'm suffering.
JV versus Sandpoint. The T-Jacks JV and the Eagles played the following morning with a pretty tight game. During the first half, the lead went back and forth between the Eagles and the T-Jacks. High scorer for the first half began being CJ with a total of 11 points. The Eagles also alternated players Troy B and Heidi J in the mix many times during both games. The T-Jacks fought hard during the second half and scored 21 points in the third quarter. The end score for the game was 69-59, T-Jack victory. And their following seniors on the varsity team, Johnny and Jordan, coached them, leading them with King Cove, Drayton, 1 point, Cody, 8 points, Mark, 2 points, Christian, 14 points, Avery, 19 points, Devin, 2 points, and Josiah, 23 points. And Sam Point, Nikki, 2 points, Troy, 4 points, Corey, 2 points, Brandon, 30 points, and CJ with 21 points. And the last song coming up is called Crying by Aerosmith.
So brokenhearted, love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned, yeah, and caused me an illness.